As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Ballistic Trees. Item Number SCP-3032. Object Class Keter. Special Containment Procedures. Reports of forest fires with unknown or unusual causes are to be constantly monitored, with an increased priority in regions with a history of SCP-3032 instances. Consult Document 3032 Regions for further information. Identified instances of SCP-3032 outside of containment are to be neutralized via aerial strike by local armed observation posts. See Incident Report 3032-1. Once an instance of SCP-3032 has been identified, it is to be immediately reported to the nearest biological containment site equipped for SCP-3032. Identified instances are to be kept under constant surveillance. Should it enter an active state, the appropriate site is to deploy anti-air guided missiles in order to neutralize the object before it enters Phase 7. Should object succeed in entering Phase 7, Foundation personnel are to be deployed to destroy any cones that have been released. A thin acid spray has been found to be the most effective method thus far for quick disposal of cones. A current total of 13 instances of SCP-3032 are contained in an 18-meter-squared open-air greenhouse area. Each specimen is to be planted within a 2-meter-squared plot of soil extending 10 meters deep maximum in order to minimize chances of a coordinated assault. In the event a contained instance should enter Phase 1, the root system is to be immediately flooded with water, which will neutralize the active state and prevent the specimen from entering Phase 3. Should the specimen achieve Phase 3, the neutralization strategy detailed above is to be employed. Description: SCP-3032 is a collective designation for an anomalous strain of Larix laricina. Footnote 1. Tamarack tree. New instances of SCP-3032 develop complex, repetitive root systems, which seem to prioritize stability over resource collection. Instances possess extremely durable bark, rendering most tree-felling tools and methods ineffective. Due to these properties, as well as the object's other anomalous properties, instances take approximately 2 times longer to reach maturity than their non-anomalous counterparts. The primary anomalous property of SCP-3032 specimens manifest when the instances are ready to reproduce or are under threat. Specimens, upon entering an active state, are capable of simulating the launch sequence of conventional ballistic missiles. Specimens, upon entering an active state, are capable of simulating the launch sequence of conventional ballistic missiles. Specimens appear to target random locations unless preparing for a coordinated assault. See Incident Report 3032-01. To accommodate for this unconventional means of dispersal, cones produced by SCP-3032 are noted to be highly resistant to impact forces and extreme heat and will naturally angle downwards during descent. Cones will impact the ground at terminal velocity, capable of causing severe damage to impact zone. Additionally, attempts to tamper with instances of SCP-3032 or after successfully penetrating the outer bark will result in the object entering a panic state, resulting in premature, rushed flight. Panicking SCP-3032 instances seem to possess a 43% failure rate, wherein fuel is improperly created, and the object either explodes violently or fails to achieve liftoff. The following is a list of flight phases SCP-3032 instances undergo. Phase 1. Root system shifts, causing realignment. Phase 2. Internal chemical reactions triggered by reorientation occur, creating an as-yet unidentified compound rivaling conventional rocket fuels. Footnote 2. No samples have been obtained due to the threat of specimen entering a panic state. Phase 3. Primary ignition. Root systems begin separating from trunk, reducing energy requirements for initial takeoff. Phase 4. Roots detonate in a chain reaction, adding additional thrust. Phase 5. Liftoff is achieved. Object accelerates to approximately 10 meters per second within 5 seconds. Phase 6. Primary thrust ceases. Object begins to decelerate. Phase 7. Object has lost all upward momentum. Begins descent. Cones begin to be released from branches. Phase 8. Collision. Heavy impact ignites remaining fuel trapped within internal chamber, resulting in a violent explosion, scattering any remaining cones. Incident 3032-01. On 19. Less than 12 hours after destruction of a group of SCP-3032 instances, three other identified groves of SCP-3032 within the vicinity of a neutralized group suddenly became active and appeared to actively target the missile silos and hangar area of site, resulting in casualties and injuries. It is currently theorized that instances possess some unknown means of short to mid-range communication among each other and use this system as a means to calculate the origin point of threats. Confirmed communication system. Root systems appear to be capable of communicating with neighboring systems through unknown mechanism. Containment procedures revised to prevent further coordinated assault. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punchdeck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps. Please check out our website or join our Discord server. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents in any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.